From NPR News, it's Day to Day, not just money, medicine too. A panel of four cardiologists has some startling news yesterday about two cholesterol-lowering drugs. They do lower cholesterol, but the panel says they do not improve the symptoms of heart disease. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now. Nancy, what does this mean for consumers?
Well, Alex, the panel was looking at a study that said these two new drugs, Vytorin and Zetia, did not slow the growth of fatty plaques in arteries. Now, you probably heard this plaque is closely correlated with strokes and heart attacks. So yesterday, the cardiologists on this panel told consumers, hey, Zetia and Vytorin should only be used as a last result and a last resort. And they said that people should take traditional cholesterol-lowering drugs known as statins instead.
And what does this mean? Because there are other cholesterol-lowering drugs coming along, yes?
Yeah, and some people are saying we need to do studies that get to the bottom line of whether these new proposed drugs do what they're supposed to do. I spoke about this with Dr. Peter Lurie of Public Citizen, and he says future drugs need to be tested a lot more thoroughly.
What we need to do is to do more studies that are longer and have more people in them. It's not enough for a drug simply to be shown to reduce cholesterol. Vytorin and Zetia do that. But what we really need are trials that prove that the drugs are able to reduce heart attacks.
So, Nancy, are other classes of cholesterol-lowering drugs able to reduce heart attacks or not?
Well, Alex, I mentioned those traditional cholesterol-lowering drugs known as statins. Now, they have been tested pretty thoroughly. And when I say thoroughly, I'm talking about studies that last for a number of years and involve thousands of patients. And these studies have shown that statins do cut the risk of heart disease.
What about these four cardiologists telling us to steer clear of Vytorin and Zetia?
Well, one of the manufacturers of these new drugs, Shearing Plough, says that the panel at the cardiologist conference was biased. Now, I spoke with Dr. Robert Spiegel. He's the chief medical officer of the Shearing Plough Research Institute. And he says one member of the panel assembled by the American College of Cardiology, or ACC, was biased.
We were very disappointed in the ACC's panel. It was a very unusual session. It really wasn't a panel, and it certainly wasn't a balanced discussion.
Now, the person Spiegel is talking about is Yale cardiologist Harlan Krumholtz. Spiegel says Krumholtz worked for the plaintiff's attorneys who were suing Merck over its Vioxx drug. Merck makes Vytorin and Zetia with Shearing Plough. Yale is not commenting on those allegations.
And Dr. Krumholtz, nothing from him?
Nothing from him either.
Okay, so how will the conclusions of the panel affect sales of the drugs, do you think?
Well, Alex, preliminary results of this study dribbled out in January, and prescriptions for those two drugs fell about 15%.
Thank you, Nancy. Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.